Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast. I'm Wyatt Jackson.
And I'm Devin Marshall.
And you're listening to Adventures into Odyssey. All right, so we're back with episode 648, Passages, Darien's Rise, Part 3. Finally, after, I don't know.
It's been a long minute.
I feel like, honestly, we should just stop saying we'll be back next week because it never happens. And, we'll eventually come back. That's the thing. It might not be a week, but it'll be eventually, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll eventually happen, but we should probably stop promising people that we'll come back next week, because it almost never happens. That's what I'm getting, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Too bad.
We should also probably talk for just a minute about Will Ryan and his unfortunate passing away. So, he passed away on, I think, the 18th it was, from cancer. And I just want to say it's really sad. And Will Ryan, everyone will miss you because you brought such amazing talent to Odyssey with playing Eugene and the other characters you've played. So, yeah.
Yeah, big respect for Will Ryan.
Yeah, sad that he chose this. Sad that God chose this time to take him home. But I guess.
Cancer, right?
Yeah, it was cancer. He wasn't at Sonic Con because cancer, which is very sad, but. I mean, at least he's home in heaven with the Lord. So that's the good news, I guess. But condolences to his family. And I'm sad that Eugene is not going to be around anymore, at least played by Will Ryan, because I did enjoy him.
Yeah.
Honestly.
He's honestly irreplaceable in my mind. But
yeah. Also, we kind of predicted this. Was it one or two episodes ago? And I think it was like two episodes ago, and we were talking about what would happen if Katie Lee or Will Ryan passed away. And lo and behold, Will Ryan passes away. So maybe we shouldn't make any more of these predictions. Cause,
yeah, let's not make any predictions about people's lives.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Well, with that said, Devin. Oh, wait. I need to talk about this episode first. This is 648 Passages Part 3, written and directed by Paul McCusker, originally aired on October 3rd, 2009. And
only 11 years ago. Not 11 years ago.
12 years ago. Yeah, this episode is pretty short, too. It's only 20 minutes long, and there's really only three scenes, and they all go pretty fast. So this episode has a lot of action in it, and I really enjoy this episode in a lot of ways. I do have gripes with the acting, again, as that's becoming apparent in this series, that I have lots of issues with the acting. But apart from that, there's a lot of really good things about this episode, and so without further ado, let's get into it. Devin, can you read off the summary?
The old judge teaches Anna about the Unseen One, and Kyle saves Darien's life a second time.
That's actually so misleading, because Kyle saves Darien's life two more times in this episode.
That is true. He does it a second time and a third time.
Exactly. And this episode just completely brushes off the fact that it happened twice, which infuriates me so much.
He gets on a roll.
He does, doesn't he? And I guess with this episode, there's really no question that, you know, Kyle's a spy now, because it would become apparent, you know. But Kyle is, I guess, trustworthy, and so Darien is able to trust him. So that's good, at least. Anyway,
I still don't understand their level of trust for him. But I guess, I mean, at this point in the storyline, they're just trust him no matter what anyway. So,
yeah, we'll see how that progresses in the future episodes.
Yeah.
Anyway, with that out of the way, let's listen to the promo.
On the next Adventures in Odyssey, someone is trying to kill Darien.
He's still alive?
And Kyle is in the right place at the right time.
Get down!
Sniper! Take cover! Sniper!
What am I gonna do with you? This is the second time you saved my life.
Don't miss the next episode of Darien's Rise on Adventures in Odyssey.
I just love Jim Custer's impersonation of King Lawrence. Like, I really don't like the acting in this episode, except for King Lawrence.
King Lawrence's acting is, like, top notch.
His acting is so good, and I just love how in the promo they give the clip of, "He's still alive!" You know?
Yes.
It's so good, and it makes me so happy. And then
and
it's,
Kyle's in the right place at the right time. They said at the wrong time, I'm pretty sure, didn't they?
No, they said I don't know. I don't care.
It's so funny because the way that they put Darian's clip of, like, "What am I going to do with you?" It just sounded like he was like acting so suspicious of Kyle. He's like, "What am I going to do with you?"
Well, remember the first promo was, "Shall I kill her?" And now it's like, "What am I going to do with you?" So, the first episode had a lot of references to death, and this one kind of does too. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it describes the episode decently, but...
Yeah, it's not a bad promo in any regard. I really like that they put that clip of King Lawrence in there. And for the records, King Lawrence is right now my favorite character in this series. I'm sorry to say, but right now, in this point of the story, he's the most likable character, in my opinion. And the most...
Darian sucks.
Yeah, Lawrence is kind of the... I mean, I get that this is based off a Bible story, but right now, Lawrence is the one that I kind of like the most because his character development is really deep. And we'll get into that in this episode. There are a few interesting things, but yeah. Anyway, with that, Devin, why don't you start us off with the episode with scene one?
All right. So we're on a train. I don't think... Is this the same train?
No.
This is another train.
They're going out train, to...
They already stopped at Maris, yeah.
No, they're going from the capital city to a battle somewhere, and that's where this train's taking them.
So Kyle is going with Darian to battle, and, like, as you will recall, Darian was asking Kyle if he wanted to be part of the battle, and Kyle was like, yep. And so now they're going to battle.
Yep.
And so the battle will take place in a small town. Adrians have invaded the territory of peace with Maris, which... Those dang Adrians.
Why I know, just like so the Palatians. Hey.
They're so annoying. And I think this is the first reference of the Adrians, is it?
No, they were referenced in the last episode.
I mean, I guess Darian got his medals by taking out the Adrians and Palatians.
No. It was just the Palatian general. Honestly, the Adrians in this episode are kind of just a plot device used to get Darian into a vulnerable position. Like, that's the only reason they're here. In this episode, so that's, we need an assassination attempt. Let's use this battle with the Adrians as an excuse to do it. And, yeah, so, rip.
Yeah, so apparently the Adrians are pretty brutal. Mm-hmm.
So they say. They retreat the minute that the battle starts.
they're kind of cowardish, but I don't know. At least in this episode.
Yeah.
So... General Liddell comes in, and Darian tries to introduce Kyle to Liddell, but the general he's just like, "I didn't ask," and that's the end of that story. And so he wants to work out the plans for the campaign against the Adrians, and then Darian calls Kyle, but the general is like, "No, I don't want the little boy around," and then Kyle's like, "Oh, I'll just stay behind then." And so Darian and the general go.
This is where I started to get really frustrated with Kyle in this episode, because Kyle is just the most bland, boring personality ever. Like,
he's like, "I'm a superhero, but I'm like, just going to chill here in the back."
Okay. He just has no personality. His voice stays at the same register the entire time. It just feels like a kid actor reading lines off a script. That's what this feels like. And I don't like it. Ugh. But Anna is definitely worse than Kyle in so many regards.
In this episode, yeah.
Anyway, so they're in this town that the agents have invaded, and the train is unloading the horses and soldiers. And I think it's around 1,000 footmen that they're numbering, so they're feeling pretty confident in their abilities to, you know, defeat the Adrians, which... they could probably just take like a few hundred and that would be fine. But anyway, so Darian's like, "All right, Kyle, can you ride?" And Kyle's like, "No." And Darian's like, "Well, you'll have to come with me then." So He's just
this Kyle guy. He just has one. He has one skill, and that's just saving Darian's life.
That's other so than that, true.
He has no other character traits. He's just like, I can't ride a horse. I can't do anything.
I can just.
I'm not
save
gonna
Darian's
help.
Life.
I can just tell Darian when he's in danger.
It's not as bad as Anna though. But
no, I don't know. They're both pretty bad.
Yeah. Which is a problem in this audio drama right here. Anyway,
yeah.
So the Adrians have apparently retreated from the town. They're like, "Oh no, the Marusian army's coming! Run for the hills!" And so they're in the hills, and I think they're shooting from the hills at the Marusians, and then the Marusians set up cannons and they're shooting at the hills, bomb, bomb, bomb. You know, kind of like that. So anyway,
another thing about what time period this is taking place in, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it's...
they got cannons, they got guns, they have telephones.
And then they have a crossbow, too, which... that's... like, I don't know. It's a weird time period. I think we get 1800s in Fletcher's Rebellion is when this took
place.
Yeah,
I think so.
But yeah. Anyway, so they have cannons, they're firing at the hills, the Adrians are firing with their guns back, blah, blah, blah. When the Adrians kind of like, oh no, we don't have any ammo, we're going to stop and, you know, run away, you know, they go into the hills to see if they're ready to surrender. General Adele instructs Darian to search the hills and rocks to see if there are any Adrian soldiers there. And Darian obeys the general, and Kyle's like, why are you obeying the general? And he's like, because the general's second in command to the king. So it's like, oh, yeah, you don't mess with the boss guy because he has the power and you don't. So anyway.
Yeah, Darian... General Adele, honestly, I feel like in this episode, he gives more, I guess, evil character kind of vibes than even King Lawrence, but I don't know.
Lawrence is just kind of insane in this episode, which is funny. Liddell is kind
of... he's so good.
I know. I love Lawrence in this episode. especially in the scene in the banquet, but we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah. That's the best scene.
It really is, though. So, anyway. So, they're going into the hills. They don't find any Adrians. They find a creek. They're like, okay, let's unhitch here and, you know, just let's rest for a bit. So anyway,
this is a totally safe place that hasn't been staged at all.
Exactly. Like, what could go wrong here? So they're resting, and then Kyle's sitting down next to Darian, and he's like, huh, hey, Darian, is one of your men up there? And Darian's like, no. Why? Why are you asking? He's like, because there's a guy with a gun up there. And Darian's like, oh, that's not good. And then Kyle feels, like, really ill, and then he jumps on Darian right as the guy with the gun on the hill shoots.
What are the odds?
Exactly. What are the odds?
It's kind of suspicious that the army would decide to stop at that specific place. Like, are they purposely trying to get him killed? Like, did they have an arrangement there?
Yeah, it's General Adele. I think the story is that General Adele set Darian up so that Darian would go away, and they sent one or two snipers to pick Darian off and then
oh,
run away.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
And then that
yeah.
would be like, oh, would the Adrians kill Darian? Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. So sad. But King Lawrence isn't reckoning with Kyle, Darian's lifesaver. So
it's funny because if Darian had been paying more attention to like whoever was like, let's stop here, he probably would have figured out a lot more of who was trying to get him killed.
But yeah, that's. I think it was actually Darian who did that, though, because he's like, oh, it's a creek. Let's stop here.
Darian.
In enemy territory.
What are you doing? What could possibly go wrong with the little sniper guy up on that hill?
It's Darian being lax again, I think. He's just like,
yeah.
Oh, I have
he's
Kyle.
He's like,
here.
Whatever, I got Kyle. What could go wrong?
Yeah. Darian. Anyway. There's a gunshot. Darian's okay. Colonel Oliver's like, get off him, boy! And then Darian's like, no, he's fine. Just leave him. And so Darian's like deeply grateful to Kyle. If he were king, he would knight Kyle, which, yeah, I guess so. And then Colonel Oliver comes back and he's like, oh, we got him, but he's a Marusian soldier. And then Darian's
what?
Like, huh, why would a Marusian soldier try to kill me? And then we do this transition to Darian and General Adele. and General Liddell is sucked. I am sucked. And he's like, I'll conduct a full-blown investigation into the attempt. And Darian's like, yeah, sure.
I totally believe you.
Okay, buddy. We've heard that one before. And then the general's like, dismissed! Which is like, dude, you're talking to a fellow general. You're not talking to, like, someone below you.
A fellow general who literally just had someone try and kill him.
And the general's like, dismissed!
Nope. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Anyway, Darian's all too happy to do that, and he leaves, and Kyle's like, do you believe him? And Darian's like, nope. And that's...
Wow.
Yeah. That's kind of
Darian, Darian knows. Detective Darian.
He can just... Liddell is sus, guys. He's, like, really sketch and sus. That's all I can say about him. Anyway.
Yeah.
We go into the next scene, then. In the old judge's house.
Oh, yeah. So... The next scene, we go back to Anna, one of the weirdest characters with the development of her. So 3 days have passed.
She really is, though. Like,
and Anna's with... This scene's just so weird.
It is. And the old judge, like, ah, I really... okay, we'll get into it as we go on in this scene.
So Anna's with the old judge at his cottage, and... She's just enjoying the solitude.
Like Eugene in Solitary Refinement.
Exactly. Except for not like Eugene, because she's weird. And yeah. So the old judge's routine begins with saying prayers to the unseen one, in other words, God. Then reading from documents he calls the Sacred Scrolls, which,
It sounds awfully like the Bible.
They're awfully like the Bible. And the old judge is teaching her, and the unseen one is the creator of all things, all-seeing, all-knowing, and all-powerful.
Yes.
The unseen one is God. Because she's like God? And he's like, not just like God, he is God. And I'm like, then why are you calling him that?
That is true. If he is God, why are you calling him some other random name?
I'm like,
that's... Okay.
Why not just call him God? Come on.
But yeah, anyway.
The sacred scrolls are the relationship between the unseen one and man...
Yeah.
Again, Bible.
The Bible.
They span from the beginning of time until now, just like the Bible. And the old judge is writing sections of it now. So I guess he's like a prophet and like...
Yeah, so this is like Samuel, because that was Samuel. And you see the book of 1 Samuel was with him and like David. And it closely parallels the story of David and Saul and the prophet Samuel. So that's what...
Except for Samuel couldn't just make people pass out.
Yeah.
He had Jedi mind tricks, and he was like, oh, your heart's having an issue. Oh, my heart's having an issue. My bad, heart attack. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit different than Samuel.
It's
kind of
weird. Yeah, totally.
And so the old judge is just writing sections of it, recounting his work as a chosen one by the unseen one. So I guess he's another chosen one.
Yeah.
Now, does
Anna
the old
is
judge
a chosen? Anna is a chosen one. Kyle's another chosen one, and the judge is another chosen one. I guess.
Does the judge have different colored eyes? I can't remember.
Yeah,
if that's
he does.
Thing.
One eye's blue, and one eye's brown. I think.
So, I think that's right. And so he's telling Anna that we are the chosen because we love the unseen one, and we respond to the love by obedience. Which, okay.
Yeah,
she's just like, cool. And if a person has been chosen, that knowledge will come to the person in very visible and tangible ways. For most, though, it comes through prayer and study of the sacred scrolls, or it might just come through an old prophet, just like him.
Mm. Yeah, so this is an interesting concept theologically. And this kind of relates, I suppose, you can relate this to Christianity in terms of spiritual gifts and what God wants to use you for in the world, because we all have as created beings, we all have a purpose in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And we all have gifts, and these gifts make us unique, and we can use these gifts for God's purpose, or we can use these gifts for our purpose, you know? And it's
yeah,
I'm not sure if that's what this is getting at, though, because this seems to be like, oh, you're chosen to do something great. And it kind of gets into that weird, like, with, like, the dreams later on in this scene later.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is there a good parallel between, like, being chosen to do this task by God? Because this did happen in the Bible. Samuel anointed David as a young boy, the youngest of all seven brothers. I think he's the eighth, so the youngest of all of them. Samuel anointed David, and I suppose you could say David was chosen by God to be the next king of Israel. Okay, that's fine. But in this, it's kind of weird because there's not really biblical parallels between Kyle and Anna.
No, not really.
They're just kind of in the story. Which
well, it's
is,
like an imagination well, station adventure.
Yeah.
Like how the kids just come in and observe.
Well, and that's...
Except for in this case, they have superpowers, but...
Yeah, that's the thing. This would be fine if it was more focused on the biblical text. As it stands, it's not really that much because there's
well,
no...
it's going to get weird.
Yeah, I know. I'm beginning to pick that up. But there's... Kyle and Anna's superpowers are not at all biblical. And then the judge is like, yeah, you guys are chosen. But I'm like, that's artistic license. And I don't really think I agree much with that in this
case. It's a very high
because,
level of artistic license, yeah.
Yeah, which might be part of my issue with this whole series. Not this episode, but the whole series in general. I'll have to formulate my opinion more once we get to the end of it. But that's kind of where I think it's going, and I'm kind of a little concerned about that. So, yeah. Especially the Jedi mind trick part with the old judge.
That was, I don't think he ever does that again either.
Okay, well, that's good at least.
They just randomly say that he has that power, and then they're like, yeah, he'll never do that again.
Yeah, that's probably good. So
the old judge says that all his authority comes from the unseen one, which that's good, I guess. That's how he was able to establish Lawrence and Darian as king. And then
Lawrence is the king now and Darian will be the king to come. Because Anna's like,
yeah, Anna's
wait a
like,
minute, what? There's two kings? No, Anna.
Darian's not king. He's like, yes, but he will be.
He will be.
Yes, I know.
One day.
And that's why King Lawrence hates Darian. He has been disobedient to the call and he will cling to the crown for as long as he can, but in his heart he knows that his rule is over. He rejected the Unseen One, and now the Unseen One has rejected him, which oof.
Big oof.
And he has accepted it. He knows that Darian has been
chosen. He hasn't accepted it.
That's my bad. Yeah, he hasn't accepted it, and he knows that Darian has been chosen to replace him.
Yeah.
Which I guess that's pretty good backstory. Uh-huh. I mean...
Well, it gets some... I think what happens is Paul McCusker takes the concept of show don't tell in this episode where he's like, okay, we can't like describe like, you know, like King Lawrence in his bed at night, you know, fighting with God. We got to show it. And so they use trances to show that, which is interesting.
This is where it gets weird. Here, you can take the second half of this scene.
Okay. So yeah, Anna's at night and she's having troubling dreams, which isn't a good sign. And the first dream is honestly so weird. It's just her talking to the old judge, which is interesting. And the old judge, he comes to her and he's like, you have been chosen, but your heart
and
is not ready.
His voice is all weird.
Yeah.
It's like way lower.
Yeah, I know. He's like, you must have faith in the Unseen One. Then you will be the voice you were called to be. You were brought here to be a voice and a protector. And then she wakes up. She's like, that's so weird. And just the most bland. She's like, that's weird.
She's like, that's odd.
It's like, girl, like, you don't have any personality whatsoever.
She comes
You're
from
worse than Mark Zuckerberg.
And she comes from a completely normal like life in Odyssey to coming here, seeing dreams where people talk to her that aren't just like dreams. They're like actual like... being able to see the future kind of thing dreams. And she's like, oh, that's weird. Like, what?
This girl has less personality than Mark Zuckerberg does. And that's
true. It's true. So that's odd. Like, what?
Yeah.
What kind of reaction is that?
I don't know. Yeah, this is why I like King Lawrence, because he at least has a lot of personality, even though it's not the good type, but...
Oh, he's got a lot of personality.
Yeah. So, anyway, then we go to the two trances she has. So, she's apparently doing gardening work, and then she's transported to sometime in the past. I don't know how. They don't ever describe it. And this is King Lawrence with General Liddell, and assuming that this is General Liddell telling him that... Oh, dang, the assassination attempt at General Darien didn't work. And this is where we get King Lawrence's line, "He's still alive! Morons!" You know, kind of like that.
Basically.
That's kind of the whole thing. Which, it's pretty funny. But I'm like, this trance thing, it is not biblical. And I get it, you don't need to be all biblical, but like, for such a big part of the story as this is shaping up to be, like,
yeah,
what? And then
pretty strange if you ask me.
Yeah. And then anyway, here's the more weirder trance, in my opinion. So this is just King Lawrence talking out loud.
This is the weirdest part of this.
So
trance, yeah,
he's like praying, but he's praying out loud, which I've never done on my own personally. I've always prayed in my head. But anyway, King Lawrence is just praying out loud. He's like, "I'm sorry. I tried to be faithful. Yeah. I could be faithful again." And then his voice right here is so good, though. He's like, "It's unreasonable for you to make me king and then take it away. A few mistakes were made. Were they so bad? You think you can take my crown? Then try it. I defy you." And then that's kind of it, you know? So Lawrence goes from, like, begging him for his crown back to being like, "It's your fault." And then Lawrence goes to that to like, "All right, then I'm gonna defy you." And he's saying it out loud, but it's
whoa,
like in a dream.
Calm down.
Yeah, it's just kind of odd a bit. I mean, I'm not sure. It kind of, this just to me seems like, oh, we need to give a backstory on Lawrence, you know? Why has he turned his back on the unseen one? But it doesn't really make that much sense, so I don't know. It's kind of weird.
No,
not
really.
Anna, being the person like without any personality that she is, she doesn't tell the old judge because she believes he would think that she's crazy or hallucinating. I'm like,
even though he's just been like, "Oh yeah, I completely believe your like everything you say, whatever."
Yeah.
Now she's just like, "Oh yeah, well, I guess King Darien's life is a little bit in trouble and King Lawrence is having a little bit of a mental breakdown.
He's having
but
issues.
Hey, whatever. I don't care. I don't need to tell anyone."
Okay. Then we got one more weird part on this scene. She asked the old judge a question. She's like, "When can I go home?" And he's like, "I wish I could tell you." She's like, "Does that mean you don't know or no, but you can't tell me?" And then he gives like the most non-committal answer. And then the scene ends right there without any... transition music or anything, which is really weird. He's like, "These things have to be taken by faith one day at a time." I'm like, you didn't answer the question.
Oh, that brings me back to like Grady's mother being like, "You'll understand when you're older."
Oh yeah, wasn't great. He was like, "Why can't I talk to strangers?" He's like, and she's like, "These things you'll understand when you're older, Grady."
Yeah, it was literally every episode, and she was always just like, "You'll understand when you're older."
When
and
you're
like,
older.
What does that even mean?
It doesn't mean anything. She just doesn't want to tell him for some reason.
Anyway, yeah, she doesn't feel like it.
Anyway, that's just Judge being weirdly non-committal to a basic question like that, you know?
Yep.
Anyway, why don't you the next scene?
Yeah, so we're at Darien's castle, and Kyle's hope of seeing the old judge was delayed again and again, which of course it is, because how could they make Kyle and Anna meet up already? What would be the fun in that?
No fun at all.
Darien and Michelle are getting prepared to marry, and Kyle didn't want to see out
the old judge alone.
Which I guess that's fair, but I mean, Kyle should stick around with King Darien. Not King Darien yet, but he should stick around with Darien and probably keep an eye on him, make sure he's safe, seeing as that's the only character trait he has. And so
it's true, though.
King Lawrence decided to throw a royal banquet for Darien, just for family, friends, officers, officials, and the elite. Which, you may be wondering at this point, if you haven't heard the episode, why is King Lawrence doing that? You'll find out.
Yeah.
He has ulterior motives.
He certainly does.
Darian insisted that Kyle goes and dresses up, and Darian puts Kyle in a uniform. It suits him well, and the princess will be pleased, or so Darian hopes, and Kyle's just like, wait, you don't even know her that well? And Darian's like, yeah, I don't even know her. Like, it was arranged. And Kyle's like, but you're marrying her. And Darian's like, yeah, it was arranged by the king and my parents. And Kyle's just like, but do you love her?
And he doesn't even know. Which is like,
Darian's like, I don't care. It's not important. It's like, in this land, lots of times, people marry for political reasons, securing alliances and stuff like that. And then lots of times, marriage comes first and love later. Which I guess that would be a lot of how it would be like the 1800s.
Oh, too, yeah, so. Totally. But just Darian, I mean, I kind of, it's kind of a little surprising that he spent like virtually almost no time with her. Because.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they seem to like each other even in the.
Yeah,
first
yeah, they do. And I'm sure they'd make a great couple. But at the same time, like maybe, you know, spend like a few evenings or something. Go out and walk the palace gardens and like talk or something. But
get to know each other a little bit before you get married, even though it's arranged.
Yeah, I know. You'd think that would happen, but I guess not. We also get another really awkward scene transition between that last line and this next scene. But
the best scene of the episode.
Oh, it is. All right, this is my favorite scene. So we're at the banquet. There's lots of people at the big banquet. I don't know why I'm doing that accent. The king's wife. We found out that the king's wife has died a while before. And Darian and Michelle get their special table, just the two lovebirds alone. And Kyle gets to sit at the table with Colonel Oliver, which is a bummer. And some of his men.
Poor guy.
Yeah, doesn't get to sit
Although
with
he
Darian
probably doesn't care because Kyle has like, just no emotion.
Yeah.
So he probably
doesn't
care.
He doesn't. So, anyway, General Adele sits right next to the king the whole time, which is kind of sus. And after dinner, the crowd's like, okay, Darian, play us a tune on the piano. And so Darian's like, if you insist. So he plays a tune.
He says it so sadly, too.
If
like,
you insist.
I don't know if you noticed that when you're like, listening to it. But like when I was listening to it, they're like, hey, why don't you like play us a song on the piano? He's like, fine. Like, basically, like, do I have to? If I have to, fine. But
yeah, like, it's kind of a little non-committal, kind of the, all right, if I have
whatever.
Whatever. So he's like, this is a shorter version of a piece I composed for Princess Michelle. And all
aww,
the crowd's like,
so cute.
All the crowd's like, oh, you know, like that. So he plays the tune, which is fine. It's nothing special. It's just a simple tune. Yep. And then everyone's clapping at the end of the tune, and then the king's like, wonderful! Great! You know, kind of like that really awkward, slow clap.
Yeah.
Clap. Clap. He's like, that was a beautiful composition by General Darian. Superb. And then, this must have been so fun for Jim Custer to do, because he just goes into this really crazy voice. He's like, now I have the surprises for the happy couple. And so he gives...
the way he says happy couple sounds like such a lunatic.
Yes.
It's like, oh no, what kind of surprises is this going to be?
I know. It's like, I don't know. Yeah, the film What About Bob, when the psychiatrist just goes insane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of reminding me of that, the psychiatrist
loses
guy.
Loses his marbles, yeah.
So anyway, the king gives Michelle a necklace, earrings, and a ring that belong to her mother. And this is where Michelle sounds a lot like Katrina. And she's like, thank you, thank you. And the king's like, yes, 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 whatever.
And then, now for the more important surprise.
Yes. And for Darian, an antique crossbow, long in the possession of the greatest warriors of Meris. Wow. Okay. That voice is hard. Anyway. And then the king is like, you see, you put the arrow right in here. And
wait, whoa, what are you doing there, buddy?
And Michelle's like, Dad, maybe not. He's like, nonsense, my dear. I'll just latch the arrow in place. And then Lawrence goes on this really weird, like, explanation of how a crossbow works. He's like, now you see, it's like a gun. You point it where you want to shoot. And then
oh, no way. That's how that works?
And then he's like, I could shoot it right there. And the crowd gasps.
Ah!
And then he's like, or I could shoot it over here. And then the crowd gasps again. It's honestly really funny, though, the sound effects they use for this with when the crowd's gasping. I just love it so much.
Yeah.
And anyway, right here, General Adele's like, please, sire, calm down. And the king's like, oh, no, really? Like,
tone it down a little bit. People my are guess, liking that.
Yeah. He's like, my guests are afraid of me, are they? Really? I find that hard to believe. They certainly aren't afraid when they stand on the streets and call out someone's name except mine. Am I wrong? And then he's kind of shouting that now.
He's starting to lose it a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just a little.
Just a little. He's like, Darien, the war hero. Darien, the great Darien, the loved one. Hero of old matches. And then George stands up and he's like, Dad, calm down. And then I think, I don't know what sound effect it is, but the king hits him and he's like, sit down. Kind of like that.
Oh, yeah. It's like a big thump or something.
Yeah. He forces him down. And then General Liddell's like, please, sire, give the crossbow to me. And then the king kind of snaps at the general. Am I a child? Am I blind to what's happening in my own kingdom? Oh, no, I'm not. I can see very well. And then he's kind of growls these words out. I mean, oh, Kyle's feeling sick again. I wonder what that means. Darien's in danger. And Kyle's
that
like,
just means he has a stomachache. Imagine. Kyle's like, I'm feeling kind of sick. Just has a stomachache. Nothing bad's going to happen.
Yeah. This is weird because it's like Kyle doesn't want to disturb the event. And so he needs to, you know, warn him without it being apparent to everyone else. I'm like, the event's gone haywire. So it's.
I feel like it'd be a little bit okay if you were like, hey, yo, Darien, you should probably watch out. That guy's going to murder you in a second here. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that's a little important.
Yeah.
But whatever. He's just like, you know what? I'll be discreet about it. You know, I'll just flick something at him and he'll know exactly what it's about.
Yeah. So he pulls a button off his coat and flick, and it hits Darien in the forehead. And Darien's like, oh, that's weird.
So he has a second skill. He's also a really good button flicker. So he has two skills.
Hey.
He can save Darien's life and he can flick buttons.
That'll go great in a resume.
Yes.
Okay, so Darien's like, why is there a button that's flicked on me? And so he bends down. And right at that moment, the king is like, I am fed up with this! And he slams the crossbow down on the table. Really great sound effects here. Although,
yeah,
the arrow goes off. And then because Wit's narrating the whole time, the arrow takes like 5 seconds to actually hit something. But
that's pretty slow.
Yeah, but it's you got to do it for the narration. The sound effect of it splintering in the piano is pretty good. And all the crowd's like, ah! You know, there's people screaming. And George is like, father! And the general's like, sire! And they're all like mad at him. And Darien's all right. And the king's like, oh, my dear boy, I am so sorry. When I put the crossbow, the thing went off. A light touch on the trigger, I must say. At least you're okay. And
sure.
Everyone's like in shock. And Michelle's crying. And the king's. And George instructs General Delta, put the king to bed as he's had too much to drink. And the king's mumbling as the general leads him out. And Darien addresses the crowd. He's like, I knew my piano playing wasn't that good, but I didn't expect to be shot for it. And he makes his exit. He can't stay for long, as the wedding's tomorrow. So Darien, Kyle, and the colonel leave. Outside, the colonel's like, okay, the king is actually trying to kill you.
And the king's he's trying to kill you a little bit.
Yeah. No, wait. No, the colonel is like, no, I protest the king's behavior. And Darien's like, yeah, I wish I could, but no, he's trying to kill me. And then Kyle's like, yeah, that button was mine. And Darien's like, wow, I'm almost afraid to let you go back to Odyssey because then I'll be killed. So, yeah, third time.
Oh.
Anyway.
That's a little selfish, buddy.
Yeah, it is. So
imagine wanting to live. Wow.
That's sad. Anyway, the colonel tells him that Darian's loyalty to the king is going to cost him his life. And Darian's like, yeah, you're probably right. I'm going to go home for now, but, like, get ready to travel just in case. And the episode ends there. 20 minutes of fun with Darian and King Lawrence. Honestly, though, I really like King Lawrence in this episode because probably the acting is probably the best acting in all. Darian's acting is
the most complex character in this episode.
Yeah, yeah. Darian's acting is okay, I think, but that's about it.
Yeah.
No one else is really good. Kyle is poorly written, poorly acted. Anna's even worse. The old judge is just... I don't even know what to say about
him. He's something else.
Yeah, he kind of is. I don't know.
All right, should we do discussion questions?
Yeah, these are... I shortened these from the original one because the original ones were kind of stupid, but there are four questions of weirdness here. So, I'll read them out. Number one, Kyle saved General Darian's life for a second time. Are there ways that you could save someone?
What? Yeah. I mean, sure, there are probably ways if someone's in danger and you have a way of stopping that.
Yeah, there are.
I mean,
there are
we
probably.
Talking about saving physically or emotionally?
I think they say spiritually on the discussion questions because they're like,
I see.
Lead someone to Christ and you'll save their life. Which I'm like, yeah, that's not the context of this episode though. So
I mean, yeah, and without the context of the episode, I'd say yeah, there's ways like, yeah, you can obviously help people throughout their spiritual journey, and you can obviously turn people to God, but you obviously can't do that for everyone. Because some people have already made up their minds, and some people just don't want to listen. So, like, yeah, there are ways, and there are more subtle ways than others. But, I mean, I don't think, to answer that question, I don't think there's a way to do that right now, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can start doing things right now, but there's, like, not a way to just, like, oh, I can instantly save you spiritually right now. I don't think that's like...
You can plant seeds, but you can't make the seeds grow.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, kind of a weird question. I mean, all these questions are weird, though.
Yeah.
All right, second question. Oh, boy. General Darian was betrayed by one of his own men from Maris. Why does it hurt more when a friend hurts you than when a stranger treats you badly?
Because a friend you have that... like relationship with
when a stranger treats you badly though, that's like that was a like when I'm on the road and someone does a jerk thing to me when I'm driving, I'm like, you're a jerk, pal, you know. But
yeah,
like I don't know, I when a friend treats you badly, it's like, why? But that's again, that's not what's happening in this episode. They didn't even know the soldier.
That guy's not even a friend.
It was just like someone from the same country, you know?
Which is essentially a stranger at this point.
So what is this question even asking? I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know.
Okay, two more. Anna's dream told her to have faith in the Unseen One, and she would be his voice. Do you have faith in God?
Yeah.
Yes.
Next question. That's like such a poor question for this. Do you have faith in God? I think so.
Yes.
What?
Okay.
I'd like to think so.
I'd like to think. Darian played the piano as he tried to figure out what to do next. What do you do when you're trying to figure things out? What?
Pray about it? I don't know.
Hang on.
Like,
Darian played the piano. The only time he played the piano was...
he didn't play... That wasn't in this episode.
Yeah.
That was in the last episode.
But wait, even in the last episode, he was just playing the piano for... I don't think he was playing it to try to figure things out.
No, he was just talking to Kyle while he was playing the piano. He was like, ooh, a piano, and started playing something. And then he was like, so what are you thinking, Kyle? And Kyle's like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. like, you want to go into battle with me? Kyle's like, sure. That's how that went. Like, that wasn't him trying to figure something out.
No, but, it wasn't.
I mean, all these questions are like decent questions, but they don't relate to, I mean, except for the third one, do you have faith in God, is kind of a junk question.
Yeah.
But like, all like, that's a good question, but it doesn't relate to the episode. Like,
no.
When you're trying to figure things out, yeah, sure, you want to, like, take time and pray about it and think about it a lot. and like seek counsel. But that has nothing to do with this episode.
It really doesn't, does it?
But I mean, this episode was mainly just plot, to be fair.
Yeah, there
so it's kind of hard when they try and stick morals in there.
There was a few things with the like the old judge and a bit spiritually with that, but I think we discussed that enough. I mean,
yeah,
I think we'll get deeper into it as we go along here. But I mean, really, the best thing about this episode is King Lawrence. I'm sad to say. This, his personality and the acting really brings his character out. Darian is okay, but that's kind of it right here. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Kyle and Anna are both just kind of duds, in my opinion. Like, the most bland, boring characters out there. Just no personality whatsoever. Just like, we exist, and that's
We're
it.
We're here. We're cool.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It goes more into their character and when they have more issues with stuff later, but...
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, I'm not going to make any promises tonight as to when we'll do the next episode. Hopefully it'll be soon. Maybe it'll be a week. Maybe it won't. You'll just have to give us time and to... Yeah. Maybe we'll
keep listening.
Maybe we'll surprise everyone and just do it like next week. Like everyone's going to be like, wait a minute.
We'll actually just do it tomorrow and everyone will be just like, what?
No.
That would be the most random thing ever. Just like with the podcast.
That would be very random. Yeah.
Just no schedule whatsoever.
Nope.
All right. Well, we've dragged this out as long as we can. We'll be back next time with what, whenever that'll be, with episode 649, Passages, Darian's Rise, part 4 out of 9. So until then, bye, guys.
Bye.